Checkpoint on RNZ National. Te Tai Tukurau children finishing primary school have the worst tooth decay in the country. But the Far North Mayor says the new compulsory fluoridation order is mystifying him and happening too fast, and he still doesn't know how his council's going to pay for it. Sam Ollie was at the District Council's hui today.
There are no council fluoridated water supplies in Northland, and oral health statistics show it. In 2020, 60% of kids had tooth decay by year 8. For Māori, it was nearly 70%, and the effects are stark.
So they get pain, they get difficulty concentrating and difficulty eating, they're kept awake at night, they have to have their teeth extracted under general anaesthetic, commonly, if they're young children.
Dr. Amanda Johnston is one of Northland's dentists who welcomed the compulsory orders last month, telling 13 councils to fluoridate some drinking water supplies, including the Far North District Council and Whangārei.
At the moment in Northland and other areas of New Zealand where there's no fluoride added to the water, the only way that you can have fluoride added to your teeth is by using fluoridated toothpaste or mouthwash, or by having it applied to your teeth by an oral health practitioner.
But paying for that is a major problem in a region with some of the most extreme deprivation in Aotearoa.
Not everybody can afford to use fluoridated toothpaste. They can't afford to buy it, and they can't always afford to seek dental treatment.
But fluoridation hasn't gone down well with some local government leaders receiving the letters. Whangārei Mayor Cheryl Mai has long been opposed to compulsory fluoridation of the city's drinking water. And today, Far North District councillors discussed their order to fluoridate the Kaitaia and Kerikeri supplies by June 2024. In the Far North, more than half of adults have at least one tooth removed due to decay, infection or gum disease, according to oral health surveys. But Mayor John Carter doesn't see the need for hurry around the health order. The council asked the government last month for an extra 1 to 2 years to prepare.
No, I don't understand why the sudden rush mystifies me.
It will cost $800,000 to set up and $100,000 every year thereafter to operate. He says the council doesn't have spare money for fluoridation in its long-term plan.
You don't just come along and chuck a bit of chemical in a bloody water reservoir and it all works.
And on the streets of Kaitaia, the attitudes are mixed. Some pro.
It does protect, and it's very small amounts, and we've been doing it for like many, many, many years.
Some unsure.
I'm on the fence on that one. I can see the benefits of it, but again, I think it's forcing people to do something they may not want to do.
And some anti.
Then I'll go and tell them what I think, and that'll be the...
Can you explain to listeners what you just did?
No.
A middle finger salute, I think it was.
Yes.
I think they got bloody cheek doing that. I grew up in Auckland with fluoridation. It didn't make the slightest bit of difference. Fluoridation should be something that you have the choice to put in your body or not.
The fluoridation level ordered is between 0.7 and 1 parts per million and widely proven as safe for consumption. The Ministry of Health is setting up an $11 million funding pool to help councils with fluoridation costs.